Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas, everyone. Happy, happy New Year's Eve. Merry Christmas. Wherever you live around the world, happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa, which starts on Sunday. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report's Christmas Eve edition. Hope you, and well, Santa is making his rounds, and Thank you, Santa, for being so awesome. We love you. And let's not forget also, we are celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ. A king is born. Yes, yes, yes. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and thank you for tuning in to the wonderful show of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you, and my kitty cat bouncing over my lap and knocking down my notes. So I hope you all have been having a safe and safe holiday. If you're alone or with many or working or just chilling or just praying and hoping and ready for 2022, baby new year to arrive, thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, Sylvester is co-hosting with me, my kitty cat Sylvester, and he cats are something. They will be doing their own thing, and then when they see you doing your thing, then they're like, hey, I'm the star. Put the spotlight on me. So that's what's happening right here. He's co-hosting with me. But thank you again for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Holiday shopping 2021, various American and worldwide Christmas traditions, and hot topics, of course, are the topic. Prayerfully, the sound is not cutting in and out. I hear clearness on my end, so prayerfully, the reception, the audio is all good. Thank you to Amy Domestico of Blog Talk Radio 2 for recommending awesome headphones. So one of my gifts for myself, a new pair of headphones, and I ordered one of the recommended headphones from Amazon, Logitech, and so I have a pair of new headphones. Well, I have many, like, let's see, headphones that I've purchased within the past few months, so I'm just hoping that my connection is good and you all can hear me pretty good. We are having beautiful weather. As much as I would love to finally see a white Christmas, not happening, not this weekend, but instead we are having May-like weather here in the state of Mississippi, and I am loving it. It's been cold ever since it rained last week. It's been cold here. So a cold snap came, and it's been here for like a week. Well, it really isn't a cold snap because winter just started on Tuesday, right? But beautiful weather. So my friends in Florida, like my Avon coaches, Miller Groves and her husband Carlos and other friends in the Avon community and other friends and family that I have in Florida, we are having some beautiful weather. And cousin Linda and my brother-in-law Tommy and friends in Texas and Oklahoma and in that region, they are having extremely wonderful, beautiful barbecue like weather also. But I see many of our friends in other parts of the country are having white Christmas celebrations because of snow. So prayerfully, everything remains safe, even though you all have a beautiful Christmas. Those of you where there's a lot of snow, hopefully there's not any blizzards or snow or craziness happening, just beautiful snow weather. But yes, we are experiencing and we'll be experiencing spring-like weather for the next week. Those of you that are traveling and those of us that are self-isolating, remember, it is so important for us to slow the spread. This COVID is serious. There's a surge going on across the country, in some places around the world. thankfully, it's dropping in Africa and South Africa, and I see in Japan, it's getting better there too. The cases are declining, not surging. So let's be mindful and let's be safe if we're traveling, if we're at gatherings, and a mixture of those that are vaccinated and not vaccinated. Let's just be mindful and let's slow the spread. If we're vaxxed or not, we know what we need to do. Cough and sneeze into our arms. Keep our hands clean. Keep sanitizer with us. Vaxxed or not vaxxed, have your mask with you at all times. It's very important for us to do our part of slowing the spread of COVID and colds and flus and anything else that's contagious.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs, such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often, and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. When traveling back to the U.S., you must show a negative COVID-19 test result or have documentation of recovery from COVID-19 before boarding your flight back to the U.S. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more about travel requirements and recommendations. This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs, such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often, and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. When traveling back to the U.S., you must show a negative COVID-19 test result or have documentation of recovery from COVID-19 before boarding your flight back to the U.S. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more about travel requirements and recommendations.
Thank you.
Yes, Santa is here. He is here. He's some parts of the world. He's already been. I believe he's making his rounds in the United States right now. I have shared the tracker throughout my social media also, so we can know exactly where he is delivering presents to all of us on his nice list. Okay, here's a list of stores open on Christmas Day. Many were open today, Christmas Eve, of course. I went into my neighborhood Family Dollar earlier this evening, and they closed at 6. Here's a list of stores open on Christmas Day, and this is courtesy of Taste of Home, and the article is from Susan Bronson. And it says, if Santa finished your last carton of milk, have no fear. There will be stores open Christmas Day 2021. In our imaginations, Christmas Day always runs smoothly. But in real life, things don't always go to plan. We neglect to buy cough drops, milk curdles in our coffee, and we forget to buy the fresh sage for the roasted sage turkey. That's when the PJs come off, yoga pants go on, and we run out to the store for cold medicine, fresh coffee, and a handful of herbs. Fortunately, there are stores open on Christmas Day. Here are the ones you're most likely to visit, but be sure to check your locations hours before heading out. Grocery stores, Albertsons. We used to have Albertsons here in Jackson, Mississippi. Albertsons, most locations will be open Christmas between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. So if Albertsons is one of your stores, Albertsons will be open on Christmas Day. Most locations will be open on Christmas between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Giant, most locations will be open Christmas between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Safeway, some Safeway locations will be open on Christmas, so check your local store hours. I also shared another article from USA Today that list like 45 stores that were open today and will be open on tomorrow, and restaurants also. Gas stations and convenience stores. 7-Eleven. Most 7-Elevens continue their usual 24/7 schedule on Christmas Day. Cumberland Farms. Not only are most Cumbie stores open Christmas Day between 7 a.m. and midnight, but the locations in the northeast of Florida like to give away hot coffee and cocoa on Christmas. Circle K, most should be open 24/7 on Christmas, like every other day of the year. Speedway, most Speedway locations will stay open 24/7 per usual. Wawa, that sounds interesting. This is another 24/7 chain that doesn't close for Christmas, and people are obsessed with Wawa. And then they go on to talk about why people are obsessed with Wawa, so I'll go back to that after I finish reading which stores are open tomorrow. Drug stores. CVS, many CVS stores are open 24/7, but on Christmas the hours are shorter. Most will be open between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m. Walgreens. Most Walgreens locations are open on Christmas Day. Some will be open 24/7 as per usual, and those locations that aren't generally open 24/7 will have limited hours, likely between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Duane Reade, the sister store to Walgreens. Duane Reade follows the same holiday hours. Rite Aid. Most Rite Aid stores are open 24/7 and remain open as per usual on Christmas Day. Oh, we had a Rite Aid here in Jackson City years ago. And I like that store. Other essentials. Starbucks. Go for a holiday drink. Last gifts like coffee mugs. Select Starbucks locations will be open on Christmas Day this year, but you will want to double check your local cafe off hours. You should be able to find everything your family needs for a Merry Christmas. If you're stuck, see what restaurants are open on Christmas Day. So I'll go over that too. Stores that are closed on Christmas Day. The list of retailers closed on Christmas may seem longer than usual, but many major chains have been closing on December 25th for decades. Here's a partial list of stores that will be closed on December 25th, 2021. Aldi. Oh, big shout out to the Aldi I used to shop at and all Aldis in Sherman, Texas. There was an Aldi right near the apartment complex beach, my late pet and I lived in. So Aldi's a pretty cool store. Would love it if we had one here in Mississippi. I don't think there are any in Mississippi, but it would be great if we had a few here in the metro area of Jackson, the capital. There's Costco, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, HEB stores, Home Depot, IKEA, which we did have IKEA here, Kohl's, Kroger stores, Lowe's, Publix, Ralph's, Sam's Club, Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Whole Foods. Those are closed on tomorrow. And Susan Brunson is a writer and editor based in northern Wisconsin. So I am resharing this article, and I have shared other articles from USA Today and other sources regarding stores and restaurants that will be open. I will, I want to see why Wawa is so, I think I have heard of Wawa before. They say their customers are so obsessed with Wawa. And there's a section talking about why there's an obsession with Wawa stores. Wawa, the 24/7 chain that doesn't close for Christmas. So, why are people so obsessed with Wawa? And this is from March 2021. Few I've seen a Wawa, but I've heard of them. Few convenience stores are popular enough to have their own fan clubs. But then Wawa is no ordinary convenience store. Not many convenience stores are popular enough to have their own fan clubs, but Wawa is. So why are people so obsessed with Wawa? Wawa started as a New Jersey iron foundry in 1803 and then became a dairy processing plant in Wawa, Pennsylvania in 1902. The first Wawa food market opened in 1964 in Folsom, Pennsylvania as an outlet for the company's dairy products. Wawa now has more than 750 convenience stores and serves more than 400 million customers a year in six East Coast states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and Florida. It offers one-stop shopping for gas, coffee, and food, and is known for its friendly and welcoming staff. But that is just the beginning. There are coffee options galore. Craving the perfect cup of coffee to start your day off right, skip Starbucks and head to Wawa. Fans know it's one of the cheapest places to grab a tasty cup of joe. No matter which coffee you choose or what size you get, you pay exactly a dollar. Wow, you all need to expand those Wawas, you owners of Wawa. This isn't your average cup of gas station coffee. Wawa has award-winning, freshly brewed hot coffee in your favorite flavors. Oh, that sounds awesome. All day long, it offers an average of 100 different quality ingredient variations at the impressive coffee stations, making it a must-have for their loyal customers. The food. Stephanie Maines from Newcastle, Delaware says, Wawa is one of my favorite places. They have the best gas station food for when you want a treat, but also have lots of healthy alternatives. Fresh salads, fruit, wraps, and healthy options for sandwiches. It's great for people who want to eat well and don't want to eat fast food. That is awesome. Not only does Wawa have touchscreen computers where you can order your food, you can also use this convenient mobile app to order your lunch for pickup. Customers rave about the store's freshly made subs. Its most popular item is the hoagie. It's clean. One thing that stands out in all of my research, the writer says, is the cleanliness. Wawa is one of the tightest gas stations after normal cleansing at the State of Nations bathrooms. And then outstanding service. Wawa has outstanding service. Wawa employees are treated with great respect, which may be one reason customers give the store such high marks of friendliness. Wawa made number 11 on Forbes' list of the best retail employers. It also has 100% corporate equality index rating with the Human Rights Campaign, making Wawa not only a destination for customers, but a pretty fantastic place to work. Next time you're near a Wawa, be sure to stop in and see all what the fuss is all about. Sample the mouthwatering hoagies and award-winning coffee, and you'll probably be obsessed just like the rest of us. Wow, that's awesome. If I'm ever in those states anytime soon, definitely will try out. And Jennifer Schaefer wrote this article. Jennifer has always had a passion for home design and arts and travel. She's a graduate from Eastern Florida State College. Her motto, if you never step forward, you'll always be in the same place. That's a good point. And that is definitely the truth. So that's what's going on regarding stores that are open and stores that are not. And remember, if you're not vaxxed, if you're vibing it, definitely get vaxxed. Vaxxed or not vaxxed, it's very important. It must be stressed, the importance of slowing the spread of COVID-19. So there are restaurants, too, that are open. I posted many articles regarding traditions around the world regarding the Christmas holiday. And I'm just trying to pull up some more. Information regarding celebrations of Christmas around the world. I was amazed to see a tradition in my research regarding the United States, regarding the pickle that you put in the Christmas tree and like an Easter egg hunt, you hunt for it. So, 24 Christmas traditions from around the world that we all should know about. This is an article that I have not posted, and I have posted many regarding traditions from here in the States and around the country. And many of our list, this is a worldwide, this is a podcast where the audience is worldwide. And it is an entertainment lifestyle podcast, and topics range from entertainment lifestyle, sports, politics, business, self-help, self-care, the works. So here is an article from the Travel Series, 24 Christmas Traditions from Around the World You Need to Know. And Monica Nataz was the author of this article. The world is full of stunning Christmas traditions, weird Christmas fun facts, and delicious recipes. The season celebrations are as varied and unexpected as the cultures themselves. From the Gaudio in Catalonia, Spain, to decorating boats for Christmas in Greece, let's travel the world together to discover. From Portugal to the Philippines, the Santa Parade in Toronto, Canada. The first Christmas tradition on the list is from one of the most beautiful destinations for a snowy Christmas, Canada. And Canada is number two, so a big shout out to, again, the listening community of Kutchuk Entertainment Reports here on Blog Talk Radio. The top five visitors to the website that listen to the broadcast are based from Jackson. And number one, United States, piece of the pie is like 41, 52. And then there is the United States and the United States. Okay. The first condition on our list is from, let's say, Canada. Let's be clear, Canadians don't joke around when talking about Christmas. Did you know Toronto hosts the oldest and largest Santa parade in the world? And again, the top listening countries are, of Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports, are United States, Canada, Finland, Australia, and Germany. Those are the top five, but shout out to all, from small villages and towns to big cities and medium-sized cities like Jackson. There are also many traditional recipes throughout the country. In Quebec, one of the meals served on Christmas Eve is the French Canadian Christmas pie, also called a tourtière. One of my cohorts in the Avon community is from Canada, and she have told me about that pie. The nativity scene in Naples, Italy. I like how the celebration in Italy is pretty darling. Christmas in Italy is a magical as one of the most celebrated festivities in the country. In addition to the Christmas tree, it is common to set up the nativity scene invented in Italy in the Middle Ages. In fact, the city of Naples is famous all over the world for its precious nativity scene called the Napolitano. As you very well know, food in Italy is crucial to any celebration. Every region has its own Christmas dish, and every family has its own tradition. Certainly, there are two desserts that cannot be missed on the table, and that's the panettone and the pandoro. The first comes from Milan and the second from Verona, but they are loved all over Italy. Give them a try next time you go to Italy in the winter. In Italy, children don't just believe in Santa Claus, but also in Befana. She is a very old woman flying on a broomstick who visits children on the night between the 5th and 6th of January. She brings candy to good children and chocolate to bad ones, putting in a sock that has to be hung the night before. Then, speaking of spring-like weather, it's hot in Australia for Christmas. So it's barbecue time for Christmas in Australia. And so there's a picture of Santa with his surfboard. So you all can check it out on social media. I will reshare. Have you ever wondered what Christmas season looks like down under? Coinciding with the beginning of summer. Christmas in Australia is synonymous with sun, barbecues, and long days spent at the beach. As a matter of fact, many Australians have a cold Christmas dinner or barbecue with seafood on the 25th of December. It is therefore pretty usual to see fish markets overcrowded on Christmas morning. On the following day, also known as Boxing Day, locals gather with friends and head to the beach to enjoy another delicious barbecue under the sun. Fun fact, the lyrics of the Christmas carols are sometimes modified to replace the mentions of snow and the cold weather of Australian turns of phase. A home protector in Norway. Meet Nis, a mythological creature from Scandinavian folklore, similar to a gnome. According to tradition, it protects the house and the family. That is why Norwegians leave an oatmeal bowl for him under the tree on Christmas Eve. If Nis might get his porridge, it would get naughty and break things in the house. Another particular Norwegian tradition is the so that's Nis. According to tradition, it protects the house and family. That is why Norwegians leave an oatmeal bowl for him under the tree on Christmas Eve. If Nis does not get his porridge, it would get naughty and break things in the house. Oh, my God. Another particular Norwegian tradition is the celebration of Lille Julaften, Little Christmas Eve, on the 23rd of December. During that night, everyone stays at home with the kids and makes a sweet gingerbread house together, which will be eaten at the end of Christmas season. Christmas Eve is the biggest family gathering in Norway. The most common dinner is a dish of pork ribs called ribbe, but the boiled cod, the lamb ribs, and the ham roast are also popular meals for that night, along with the delicious food they drink, juleøl, meaning Christmas beer. Cheers. Cheers. Celebrating Sinterklaas in the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, the 5th of December is the most important day of the festive season for kids. Indeed, Sinterklaas, St. Nicholas, brings them their presents. Children usually leave a shoe out by the fireplace or windowsill, previously filled with carrots for Sinterklaas' horse. According to the tradition, Sinterklaas lives in Spain, and every year he chooses a different harbor to arrive in the Netherlands. Parties are often held on the 5th of December. Children play treasure hunt games and follow in order to find presents. On that occasion, they also enjoy special biscuits and sweets, the pepernut flavored with cinnamon and spices, and the banquet letter, often in the shape of an S for Sinterklaas. Talking about food, the traditional way to eat with family and friends on Christmas Day, get tiny racelet pans and prepare their own meal, meat, vegetables at the center of the table. Then there's the Avid race in Germany. Oh, it's a beautiful image. In Germany, the 6th of December is the second most important day of Christmas season, right after Christmas Eve, at least for children. On the previous evening, they put their polished shoes outside the front door, and overnight, Nicholas, St. Nicholas, fill them with sweets, fruits, and small presents. The main presents would be gifted on Christmas Eve. They're officially brought from the wee Knoxman, Santa Claus. Another very common tradition in Germany is the Avid wreath. You'll find one in almost every house. It has four candles, and every Sunday in Avid, a new candle's lit. Then finally, on Christmas Eve, the Christmas tree is brought to the house. Of course, Germany is world famous for Christmas markets, which take place in every city, large or small. At the Christmas markets, you can enjoy mulled wine and all the delicious fruit food that typically during the Christmas season in Germany, Stollen, gingerbread, and many other delicacies. Cagadillo in Catalonia, Spain. Did you know that Catalonia, an autonomous region inside Spain, has its own singular Christmas traditions? Discover the most famous ones. Have you ever heard about the Cagadillo? Families feed this wooden log during December, and when Christmas Day arrives, it is time to make the log poop. Covered with a blanket, the children beat it with sticks while singing a traditional song. Once finished, the kids lift the blanket, and surprise! The log has pooped many presents for them. Wow. When admiring a pesebre, the nativity scene in Catalonia, have a closer look. You will find a very peculiar figurine among the traditional ones. This is the Caganer, which appears in the act of defection. When admiring a pesebre, the nativity scene in Catalonia, have a closer look. Your peculiar figurine among the traditional ones. This is the Caganer, which appears in the act of defecation. Its name literally means the pooper. You can buy your own in some of the Christmas markets and stalls in the main cities of the region. And when it comes to food, Catalonia also has its own traditions. The Christmas star dish is the escudella, which includes soup, broth as a starter, and all the meat cooked in broth served afterwards delicious. The Zuzka baby Jesus brings the presence in Hungary. Did you know that the Hungarians traditionally don't put a Christmas tree in their house before Christmas Eve? And sometimes only the adults decorate the tree. So when children get home and discover it, they are told that nice angels brought the tree for them. Like many countries in Eastern Europe, Hungary celebrates St. Nicholas, called Mikulas, on the 6th of December, then Tilapia Old Man Winter, the equivalent of Santa, comes to the scene, but on the big day, it's not him who sneaks in and gives out presents. It's little Jezuska, baby Jesus. What would you find on a Hungarian tables? On Hungarian tables for Christmas, the most typical dish is halászi, a fish and spice with paprika paste or powder. For dessert, everyone loves a slice of begli, a special kind of poppy seeds roll. Yummy. So in the Philippines, Christmas starts in September. When does Christmas season begin? Some may say on the 1st of December. Some maybe would say after Halloween. Well, in the Philippines, it starts on the 1st of September. That's Labor Day weekend here in the States. From that day on, you can hear Christmas songs in shops and on the radio. Filipinos love to celebrate and use this time to get together with families and friends to share good food. One of the Christmas traditions is to hang paroles, a star-shaped lantern made of bamboo and colored paper in the streets. The star represents the star that guided the wise men. During the Christmas season in the Philippines, you usually get a rice cake for breakfast, the babinga. Traditionally, it's baked in a clay pot on charcoal for hours. Of course, if you wish to taste it at home, you can try to bake one in your oven. Besides the Philippines, here are some more inspiration on hot and sunny places to visit in December. So it goes into the hot places to celebrate the holidays in. Growing Christmas wheat in Croatia. Clue about how they celebrate Christmas in Croatia. One of the most original Christmas traditions starts on St. Lucy's Day on the 13th of December. Each family grows wheat onto little pots or plates, taking care of it until the 24th of December. On Christmas Eve, the plant called Christmas wheat is put underneath the tree. The tradition says that the taller the wheat grows, the more prosperous the year will be. During the period of the year, Croatians enjoy fruitle, small donut balls flavored with rum and lemon and topped with powdered sugar or chocolate. The protagonists during Christmas meals are the same. Cabbage rolls filled with white rice and meat and different types of pork sausage. However, the most important ritual of Christmas celebrations in Croatia is to light a log on Christmas Eve that ideally will burn until Christmas Day. Croatians have local variations for their tradition, such as drizzling the log with wine before burning it. The Croatian For this tradition, such as drizzling the log with wine before burning it, the Christmas season ends on the 6th of January on Epiphany Day, the moment to take down the trees and decorations. Non-Christian Christmas in Japan. In recent years, Christmas has become tradition in Japan, the land of the rising sun. During the Christmas season, wonderful lights shine through the streets of major Japanese cities. Christmas is a religious holiday in Japan, but a way to get to exchange gifts in Kurosomasu Kiki, Christmas cake, as well as fried chicken from fast food chains. A peculiar characteristic of Japan is the tradition is always mixed with innovation and an almost perfect balance. This also can be seen in the small things, such as the way gifts are wrapped. In fact, very often gifts wrapped are furoshiki, a traditional Japanese wrapping cloth. The fabrics exist in a large variety of colors and patterns, and above all, It's eco-friendly. Then there's grandiose Christmas decorations in New York. Christmas season is a very special time of the year on the other side of the Atlantic. Singing Christmas carols, drinking eggnog, decorating houses are some of the favorite activities of many Americans throughout the month of December. And all the American cities, New York may be the one that embodies the most this Christmas spirit, with iconic traditions such as the Christmas tree of the Rockefeller Center, Christmas shows on Broadway, the woman skating ring at Central Park, are the magical Christmas lights in Dyker Heights. Starting the weekend after Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve, this neighborhood of Brooklyn hosts some of the most spectacular Christmas decorations of the country. Each day from 5 to 9, locals and tourists take a walk around the streets to discover the fat case adorned with giant Santas, nutcrackers, and twists. Okay. Let's see. St. Louis Day in Sweden. Happy St. Lucy's or St. Lucia's Day. If the 13th of December is a day like any other in many countries, in Sweden it marks the beginning of Christmas season. It's considered a symbol of hope and light during the darkest time of the year. On that day, each town and city in the country chooses its St. Lucia, who will guide a procession made up of young girls and boys, all dressed with white gowns and handling candlelights. If you have the chance to celebrate Christmas in Sweden, you will probably meet a peculiar ornament, the Yule Goat, usually made with straw and bound red ribbons. Giant versions are frequently erected in towns and cities. A popular food served on that day are luskets. Delicious buns flavored with saffron and glögg, the traditional Swedish mulled wine. Yummy, right? Yum means festival for Christmas in Portugal. One of the local traditions in Portugal is the Christmas bonfire made of fir tree trunks. It is lit before the beginning of Christmas Eve Mass, called the Rooster Mass, because the legend says that the rooster sang a bit after the birth of baby Jesus. The longer the bonfire will last, the more lucky you will have. Another Christmas tradition takes place in the north of Portugal. It's called Festa dos Rapazes, the Young Men's Festival. During this celebration, groups of boys who must be single and over 16 years old go from house to house between Christmas and Epiphany, wearing beautiful masks, asking for donations of food, and playing music. Okay. I need to drink some water. So continuing on about try to make sure I didn't skip that. Another Christmas tradition takes place in the north of Portugal. It's called the Festa dos Rapazes, the Young Men's Festival. During this celebration, groups of boys who must be sick. Okay, I read that part. When it comes to food, turkey is often the main dish. For dessert, there's no Christmas in Portugal without the famous Bolo Rei, a donut-shaped cake filled with citrus fruits. Candied fruit and pine nuts sound like our fruitcake. Traditionally, a small gift and a broad bean are both hidden in the cake. If you find the bean in your slice of cake, you have to pay for the Bolo Rei next year. Another typical dish, which is also famous in Brazil, is the rabanada, a kind of French toast spread dipped in egg, milk, and then fried. Delicious. 12-course meal for Christmas Eve in Poland. Ooh, awesome. Did you know that the Polish don't sing Christmas carols for the 24th of December. Indeed, people start singing Colin D on a Christmas visor mask named Patesh has finished. The most popular Christmas carol in process. In Poland is God is Born. As most of the people in Poland are Catholic, Christmas is the biggest festivity of the year. During the Advent period, the Polish bake pernik, the typical yummy gingerbread that is prepared in different shapes as cookies or cakes. On Christmas Eve, called Wigilia in Polish, families decorate a tree and share dinner made up of 12 different dishes. Oh, my God, that is amazing. Representing 12 apostles, the star dish is always the carp, which is meant to bring good fortune. The other protagonist of this holy night is Barszka Pierogi, Polish dumplings cooked in beet soup. Oh, my late mother would love that. A German Christmas tradition imported to the UK. Did you know that Christmas trees were popularized in the UK by the husband of Queen Victoria? Prince Albert was German, so he thought that it would be nice to import one of his country's traditions in England. Now, Christmas trees are popular as hanging up stockings by the fireplace. If you're spending Christmas in London, these are the spots you can most. So I'll try to reshare that. In the UK, some Commonwealth countries presents are not only given on the 25th, but also on the 26th, for what is called Boxing Day. Nothing to do with the spot of boxing, though. The name comes from a time when the rich used to box of gifts to give their servants and the poor. Regarding food, the typical English Christmas menu usually includes roast turkey and vegetables, including Brussels sprouts, not everyone's favorite, served with cranberry sauce. For desserts, you have the choice between Christmas pudding, mince pies, and trifle. Better love dried fruit, cinnamon, and custard, the type that you like. Summertime Christmas in South Africa. Although Christmas is celebrated of summer in South Africa, people still love to decorate their homes and cities. You can find Christmas trees everywhere, and children leave a stocking out on Christmas Eve for Santa Claus, also known as Santa Claus, and Crusader from those who speak Africans, a language based on Dutch. School Christmas holidays, many people take trips to the spectacular countryside of South Africa. Such a trip may include seeing wild animals at the famous Kruger National Park or visiting the beautiful garden route, or you can climb up to 3,000 meters and go skiing in Lesotho. One of the most unique places, ski holiday. Besides the typical Christmas, dishes are popular around the world like turkey, duck, and other roasted meat. There's a very special meal that you can find only in South Africa. The sweet mava pudding, a traditional Christmas dessert, which includes apricot jam, and is served hot with custard and ice cream. 13 desserts for Christmas in Provence, France. In France, one region in particular presents the Christmas spirit the best, Alsace. Usually each year, millions of tourists admire the giant Christmas tree in Strasbourg after buying some Bredel, traditional Christmas butter biscuits, and a glass of hot wine at the Christmas market. Another region that stands out for having its own Christmas tradition is Provence in the southeast of France. In Provence, you can taste no less than 13 desserts during the Christmas season. They typically include nuts, dried nuts, olive oil, bread, nougat. It can vary, and each family has its la favorite, but they have to be 13. Oh, excuse me, stretching. Nevertheless, at country level, it is overall acknowledged that the official national season dessert should be the Bûche de Noël, the oil log. It's basically a sponge cake covered with cream, which can come in many flavors. France's most famous pastry chefs always rival creativity to create innovative mouthwatering new versions every year. In case you had a doubt, food is a serious topic in France during the Christmas season, just like the rest of the year. So, woo, that's most. There are many, many, many more. The live stream stopped of the show. But there are many, many more. See, I might can finish. I don't want to run out of time reading it. So you can read the rest. I'm sharing that article. I'm going to double check and might not have that much to read. But I'm sharing now on Facebook and I'm going to put it on Twitter. Also, Bethany Williams, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, at Beth Williams on Twitter, BETHWMS. The Tumblr, BethEntrepreneurTumblr.com. Remember also to create yourself a profile so you can mingle within the Blog Talk Radio community and also chat with me and others in their chat rooms. So if some amazing traditions out there. So that's, I'm looking at pictures of the white, like, Christmas trees and boats, and you can see, too. So I am tweeting out this article, too, from Travel Stories. Thank you in advance for subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT. Email me, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. I repeat, KULTRESHOKENT reports at Jackson, Mississippi. So this has been an amazing, uplifting, topic to discuss. So congratulations to us, to all of us, for being able to celebrate Christ's birthday. To if we're alone or with others, it's so important to be grateful this holiday season and appreciate the approaching new year of 2022. See, the live streaming has stopped, and I want to go into a little bit of COVID information. Before the live streaming discontinues. Let's see. I said, yes, the Bidens came where they went to the store. Let's see. As of December 20th, countries have been United States, 47,891,997. India, 35 mil. Brazil, nearly 22 mil. And UK, rounded off to 10 mil. There is a CDC COVID data tracker. And I am going to click on it. And the data tracker is at the CDC for the Disease Control and Prevention website, which I've been sharing information for you all, and you heard the PSA from CDC, doing my best to do my part of helping inform with this awesome platform that I have called a podcast. COVID data tracker will not update on Friday, December 24th, Saturday, December 25th, and Sunday, December 26th. Updates will resume on Monday. So when you go, the updates are resuming on Monday, December 27th. So the COVID data tracker, it finds maps and charts tracking cases, deaths, and trends of COVID-19 in the United States, and it's updated daily. Recent updates, country-level booster data are now available on time. The population 5 years and older is not an option for MAPS equity. Community transmission in the United States, most of the state is red. We have to go over different things of what different community transmission metals mean. So you go to the COVID data tracker weekly review and you can see like the review for the week. Your community, stay up to date on the latest data in your community at the state and county level. And then you can, when you're on the website, you can click on county view, track cases, deaths, hospitalizations, and more for your community. Then there is forecasting to see expectations for case increases or decreases for your state across the U.S. Vaccinations in the U.S., view doses delivered, administered, and more for your state and across the U.S. Pandemic vulnerability index, visualize risk profiles of vulnerability to COVID-19 by county. And then there are other subtitles for your community, health equity data, pediatric data, pregnancy data, vaccination delivery and coverage, vaccine effectiveness and breakthrough surveillance, cases, deaths, and testing, demographic trends, healthcare settings, variants, and genomic surveillance, antibody seroprevalence, people at increased risk, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, prevention measures and social impact, additional COVID-related data, communications resources, COVID-19 homes. So that is pretty good. Vaccination delivery and coverage, share progress of COVID-19 vaccinations across the United States. Vaccinations in the U.S., states, and jurisdictions. View dose delivered, administered, and more for your state and across the country. Vaccination trends. Trends in number of COVID-19 vaccinations in the U.S. Vaccines administered by race, ethnicity, age, and sex. Examine vaccine demographic data. Trends in vaccinations by race, ethnicity, sex, and age. See demographic trends of people receiving COVID-19 vaccinations in the United States. Vaccination equity, see country-level vaccination coverage by social vulnerability and metropolitan station. Vaccination alone among pregnant women. View data on CBS Series 19. View data on COVID-19 vaccination during pregnancy among pregnant people. Vaccine confidence and coverage estimates. Visualize trends in vaccine confidence in the U.S. Vaccinations in dialysis facilities. View weekly vaccination data for patients. Okay, then there's vaccination nursing homes. Few council residents and healthcare personnel or staff who receive any COVID-19. Insane. Dialysis facilities. Vaccinations by COVID. Vaccinations by disability status. Explore COVID-19 vaccination rates among people with disabilities by age, race, and ethnicity. Global COVID-19 vaccinations. Track the progress of vaccination rollout by country. Vaccine effectiveness and breakthrough surveillance. explore how effective the COVID-19 vaccine is against infection, hospitalization, and death. COVID-19 vaccine effectiveness. COVID-19 vaccine effectiveness trends against hospitalization and infection. So that's just some of the information. There's a wealth of information at the CDC website if you've never been to check out. So I'm just looking at some of the different areas. Here's people who are at increased risk. Underlying medical conditions, view estimates of the number of people with certain medical conditions down to the county level. Pregnant people, correctional facilities, see cases and deaths in the U.S. correctional detention facilities by state. Prevention measures, the social impact. There's a wealth of information, as you all know, because and when you go to the website, also sign up for the updates. So the tracker says the case totals are nearly 52 million in the United States at a glance. Death toll right now is at a little over 800,000. 77.3% of people, 5% with at least one vaccination. Our mayor here in the city of Jackson diagnosed with COVID on Tuesday, Lumumba, and you know he is a big proponent of, you know, keeping the mask up, keeping the mask on, social distancing, staying sanitized, and he was diagnosed, and I know many other lawmakers throughout the country have been diagnosed also. Tonight, I've seen reports, you know, Coach Sean Payton of the Saints, he has been diagnosed with it for the second time. He's better now, but now more players are diagnosed with it. I know there have been players with the Cowboys, too. And both teams have Sunday and Monday night football games. So we appreciate you for praying for our mayor, Chukwe Antar Lumumba, his wife, our first lady of the city, and two girls tested negative. And just as routine, you know, being the mayor on Tuesday when he took that home test, it was positive. And then that second test came out positive. Mild symptoms, and he stated to update us all that he's working at home and not the Christmas Eve that he expected. But we appreciate you all for praying for our mayor, because you know we are dealing with so much good, bad, and in between, like all other cities and towns. We're dealing with COVID being capital, being in a festive mode, but then also like many other cities throughout the country, we're dealing with crazy homicide rate. So we're dealing with some things, and I know some cities and towns are, you know, there are cities and towns that aren't dealing with things that Jackson and cities like New Orleans and Memphis, Chicago. We're dealing with some craziness, dealing with the high crime, but we all are dealing with some craziness. Like one of my friends, Melanie Lynn Addison, had posted on Facebook, you know, let's all be kind, because we, right now, we all are dealing with something. So let's be kind to each other, because we all are dealing with something. There's nobody exempt. Right now, as we are dealing with this new way of living, dealing with COVID on top of everything else that we're dealing with, successes and good news, and also dealing with the struggles of things that we are doing and dealing with keeping the faith and keeping our heads, like Tupac used to rap about, keeping our heads up. So those of you that are Christmas babies too, happy birthday. I always thought it was so amazing. My birthday's in August. I think there's not even holidays. I was looking at a new calendar that I have. I see there are two holidays, and those holidays don't even recognize hardly. I need to research them. Civic holiday and another holiday, and my birthday is in between 4th of July and Labor Day, August. So that's one reason why I love to celebrate the whole month, you know. But those of you that are like Christmas babies and birthdays, having a mom that had a birthday that sometimes ended up on Thanksgiving was amazing. But those of you that have birthdays close to Christmas and New Year's and Valentine's Day and 4th of July, oh, man, those are just amazing. So happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating anniversaries and birthdays, and also those of us that are missing loved ones, if they are far away or have passed away. And those that have passed away, that's really hard for those of us that really miss. At least those that are far away and distant, we have ways of being in communication. But we also, you know, in prayer, the memories of our loved ones that have passed on, they're within us, they're in our hearts, and we have our way of keeping their memories alive. Because our late mom and cousin Linda's mom, oh my God, they love this time of year, this holiday season. And it's just important for us to do our way of keeping the memories of those that love this time of year, keeping them in our, you know, try not to be, because they wouldn't want us to be down. They would want us to be excited like they were excited. And that's what keeps me going, knowing how our late mom and aunt and other friends and loved ones that have passed on, what they would, you know, how they would like. It would be a disrespect to not, you know, honor their memories too, and be grateful. We do have a breath of life, and it's important for us to be grateful. And I'm listening to myself. With what things that have gone on, these natural disasters, craziness with employment, inflation, but then you see so much love, so many people are definitely doing angelic things, and it's just important for us to be optimistic about the arrival of 2022. So, yes, and a big shout out to Coach Prime and Jackson State University. Definitely an amazing Christmas present for those of us that are fans of Jackson State Tigers and alumni. They definitely brought us early Christmas presents, becoming the SWAC champions, the SWAC Coach of the Year. So much history has been made since Coach Prime have taken over as coach. To be in the Celebration Bowl, a gift. Sure, maybe you didn't win, but that was a gift right there. First full year to go all the way. I mean, anybody who knows me know I love College Football Saturday. And to be watching College Football Saturday in Jackson State in the Celebration Bowl, the first game, come on. Oh, that was just amazing gift. Just amazing. Amazing early Christmas present. And big shout out to everybody a big shout out to the NFL players that have been selected for the Pro Bowl. And Dak Prescott, I love his, I had shared a report from Dallas News, and it was a report regarding a neighbor killed a neighbor in Grand Prairie. But thank God, as I watched the report, there was an interview with the Cowboys because many players were selected for the Pro Bowl. Dak Prescott was not. Dak was like, that is not his goal anyway, to be in the Pro Bowl. He said his goal is to be in the Super Bowl. So I thought that was pretty cool because the reporter was like, don't you feel bad you weren't chosen? He was like, that wasn't even my goal to be in the Pro Bowl. He said, my goal is to be in the Super Bowl. He said, I have In other words, he was like, I have bigger fish to fry. And my aim is at going to Super Bowl. So that was very awesome. So big shout out to the NFL period, but the Saints and the Cowboys are my faves. And big shout out to the NBA also, all sports and athletes. Keep your heads up, stay healthy. We all need to stay healthy, keep our immune systems up, and we got to do our part. Have to do our part of slowing this spread. Email me at cultureshock, KULTRESHOKENT_bet@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT_bet@yahoo.com. Media kits, if you would like to be guests for 2022, I am booking guests and booking shows. Getting back to that, the way I did things before, you all know. And even better for 2022, have a romance author coming in February. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And her romance novels are, they're something. They're something else. And looking forward to past guests coming on and new friends of the show also. Awesome music. Thank you to those that have sent me music and given me the okay. The opening song, Kevin MacLeod, big shout out. And there are some other songs I need to confirm with you all the names and also some of the images that I share also on my graphics. But thank you all. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Next live show will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock. I hope the sound was pretty good. Sometimes people say, well, it sounds like it's breaking up or whatever, but these are some pretty good headphones. So I'm not quite sure about reception. And guess what? If my sound like I was far away, I didn't have my mic turned down. Also, I'm just talking because my other headphones that I talked on had the mic right there in the headphones that I didn't have the mic. My previous other two mics, they did have the mic. So these new mics, I didn't have my mic down. So if I sound like I was far away, that is why. And I just pulled the mic down. So I thank God I've been talking loud. I've been a loud mouth during this episode. And have a mic kit coming soon. So I cannot wait until I get that up. It comes tomorrow instead of early in the week. But again, I appreciate you. Thank you, blogtalkradio.com, Springer, YouTube Buddy. Woo! So, LinkedIn, big shout out to my LinkedIn connections. Awesome, awesome connections. I've loved LinkedIn. Wow. Facebook, a.k.a. Meta. Awesome, awesome. Instagram, Twitter. Shout out to everybody that I effectively network with in person and throughout social media. Remember, visit my Yvonne Alliance store. Yvonne has unveiled a new website for customers and reps. My store is avon.com/repstore/Beth Beauty Style. Beth Beauty Style. And if you would like to join my team, I would love for you to join my team because let's do this. It takes teamwork. It's not an IN team. It's all about us. And so not doing it solo anymore, building an awesome, awesome team so we can make money together and do things that we love, you ladies and guys. Looking forward to New Year's Eve, too. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions on Sunday. Hopefully, Cousin Linda would join us and others would join us, too. I will reach out to a couple individuals so we can have maybe a small panel discussion. about hot topics and talk about New Year's resolutions. Also, I know some don't believe in New Year's resolutions, and most people do believe in goal setting. So we can talk about hot topics and goal setting, making New Year's resolutions for this approaching year of 2022. Well, I thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. A big shout out to Terry and his family and loved ones in Simpson County. I thought he was going to call in because we were talking before the show. And I said, well, when you call back, just call in to the show. Okay. Well, thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True.
Mm-hmm.